Well, the Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson has announced that Representative Cody Smith, who's a Republican from Carthage, his district is in southwest Missouri, will be the new vice chair of the House Budget Committee. Representative Smith replaces former state rep Justin Alferman, who was from Herman. Justin Alferman is now the governor's legislative director. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about his appointment, his priorities, is Representative Cody Smith, who is finishing his first term here in Jefferson City. Mr. Vice Chairman, now congratulations to you. How does it feel? This is a big appointment.
Thank you very much, Brian. It is a big appointment, and I am very excited for the opportunity to help have a help craft fiscal policy in the state and have a little bit stronger voice to do that. So it's something I take very seriously, and I have a lot of work ahead, a lot of learning to do, but I'm very excited by the appointment.
When you talk about the budget committee, as you know, you've been on there almost 2 years. Every department has to go before that committee. One could make the argument it's the most important committee in the legislature.
Well, I believe that it is. You know, crafting the budget and a balanced budget at that is constitutionally mandated in Missouri. And because of that, it's the one thing that we have to do. If we don't move any other pieces of legislation, don't sign any other, you know, the governor doesn't sign any other bills, we absolutely have to pass a budget each year. So in my mind, because it affects all departments and all aspects of the way government interacts with Missourians, yes, it is the most important committee in the House.
Representative Cody Smith is my guest. Final few moments here, Vice Chairman, the new Vice Chairman of the House Budget Committee. What are your top priorities? What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope to focus on?
Sure. In the short term, Brian, my goals are to continue to immerse myself in the budget process. I've spent a lot of time in the last, you know, as you said, finishing up the second year of my first term. Spent a lot of time in, of course, budget hearings, behind the scenes, talking to members, to staff, to departments, learning about their budgets and their budget process. And obviously, it's, you know, almost $28 billion. It's a lot of line items to learn about various programs, and it takes time to do that. So continuing to learn as much as I can about the various programs that we offer as a state and how we fund those, and learn from Chairman Fitzpatrick, who is a wizard and has a real mastery of the budget process and knowledge about these programs. Those are my short-term goals. My long-term goals would be to continue to try to find efficiencies within these programs, within these departments, and try to help impose fiscal discipline. Are we spending our dollars wisely? Are we living within our means, so to speak, as a state government? And you know, we have some real large spending liabilities on the horizon that we're going to have to prioritize some things. Transportation, we talk about that a lot. We need a lot of money. We need to come up with a lot of money to maintain and fund our highways and bridges. Education is always a big ticket item, and you know, also our Medicaid program is a large program. It takes up almost, well, a little over a third of our budget in the state. So trying to find some efficiencies within that program would be one of my major long-term goals.
Final question. You mentioned one of them, chairman of your committee, Scott Fitzpatrick. Your thoughts on working with him, what you've learned from him, and also the ranking Democrat on the committee, Kip Kendrick, who is a Democrat but is a close friend of yours, your reaction to working with him as well in your new role?
Sure. I couldn't be more excited to work with Chairman Fitzpatrick. He, as I mentioned, has a real mastery for, you know, he himself, having served, he's finishing up his third term, to have developed the level of knowledge that he has and the grasp of the technical details of the process is truly impressive. And he's been very open with me and had an open door policy. If I had any questions, all I have to do is ask. And he's always taken the time to explain things to me. And so I'm just really excited about the opportunity to work alongside him a little more closely and to continue to learn from him. Representative Kendrick, the ranking minority member, excited to work with him also. He and I have a good relationship in terms of communication. We can talk through these various issues, and while we may not see eye to eye on policy, at the end of the day, we respect each other, and we understand that we need to work together ultimately to move the state forward. So couldn't be happier with the makeup of the budget committee, including, you know, both the chairman and the ranking minority member.
Representative, anything you'd like to add, sir?
I think that's it.